I'd like to call all of the Town of Brule regular meeting for May 13, 2019. Mr. Niesler, would you lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So nice to have a large crowd. Roll call, please, Blaine.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Okay, next is recognitions and commendations. We moved it up to the top of the agenda. So what we'll do, if y'all don't mind, we'll have the coaches come up, say a few things, have the team stand on this side so we can recognize you. We'll start with the biggest team probably is the softball team. So if I can get all the softball team to kind of come stand by this railing over here. Coach Bouvier, you want to come up, say a few things about your team, maybe records and outstanding performances? Just a short little synopsis.
Right here.
Right, that's perfect.
Okay. First off, thank y'all for recognizing us today. One of those seasons where we won our first 25 games of the year. We started off 25-0. We ended up 35-2 on the year. Won the district title. Made it to the state tournament for the ninth straight year. Semifinals. We won 9-0 finals. If you haven't seen the video, I thought I was going to try to score before Britt, but she beat me to it. But no, it was just one of those years where we came through in certain parts of it. And, you know, right there at the end, this was truly a team. We knew in the last inning we had a good shot. We had, you know, the girls up there. We put them on base. They got on base. And, you know, no matter what happened throughout the game, over the course of the season, we always came through in those situations. So proud of them, proud of coaches, players, the community. They represented the community the right way. So just proud of them.
Good. Thank you. We have some certificates for, just to save a little time, I'll give them to you and you can hand them out to the to the teammates. I think we may even have some coaches in there. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Anyway, on behalf of the Town of Brule, I'd like to congratulate you. Great job. I'd like to congratulate all the teachers, coaches, parents. Y'all did a great job also. But mainly, we just wanted to recognize you for doing such a great job and being a good team, being a good community team, and, of course, being a championship team. So, congratulations. Okay, next up, we'll have the fishing team. Brent, you, fishing team, you want to come up and just say a few words of what y'all accomplished? Fishing team, if y'all want to stand over here.
Once again, I'd like to thank the town of Brule for recognizing these guys here for their hard work they've put in this year. Coach Lemoyne for supporting this team. 3 years ago, I went to Coach Lemoyne and asked him if we could start a fishing team. And he was on board from day one. We've had some great accomplishments from the beginning of our career, which was 3 years ago. We've put three teams into national competition all 3 years of this school's existence in fishing. This year we have two teams that are going to nationals, which is a pretty good accomplishment. All the guys and now girls too, you know, it's a sport for everybody. I'm really proud of what we've started, the accomplishments that they've made this year and continue to make in the years coming. So looking forward to keeping this going.
Great.
Thank y'all.
On behalf of the town of Brule, I just want to congratulate you guys on the state championship. We appreciate it. Y'all represent us well and represent the school well and your parents and coaches and teachers. So we really appreciate it. Thank y'all for coming. Brent, congratulations, and thank y'all for coming. Missing some? Let me know when you can. I think you got them. Is that it? All right, congratulations. Thanks, guys and girls. All right, last and certainly not least, the girls' track team. Can y'all come forward? And Coach, can you come say a few words?
I'm going to be very brief because I don't talk a lot. I just want to tell the girls congratulations. It's been a great season. We knew going into the state meet that we needed a lot of help to win it. Unfortunately, weather played a part in us getting that help, and we didn't get it from those teams we thought we were going to get it from, but we did everything we could. We won events we were supposed to win. We didn't win some that we should have won, but all in all, it was a great season. I want to give a special shout out to the, I think probably the most decorated track athlete in Brule history, 13-time state champion Taylor Spates. She's been a four-year captain, and we loved her the whole time we're here. I know some of them will be glad to see her go because she's a little tough on some people. But we have a strong group coming back. She's the only senior that scored at the state meet. Everybody else is freshmen, sophomores, and I think we got two juniors that scored. So we look forward to some big things in the next few years.
Great. Thanks for coming. And on behalf of the town of Brule, I'd like to congratulate you girls. Great job. Good job, coaches and parents. Thank y'all for representing us so well and representing your school and community. And we just want to tell you congratulations. So, come on up,
Coach.
Coach,
if you miss more, just let us know what you want.
Good work.
Okay, that'll do it. Congratulations. Thank y'all for coming. Coach Lemoyne, you want to say a few words before everybody leaves?
It seems like every time I do come to a meeting here, it's for a good thing, and it's packed. But I think it was said a couple of times how well they represent the school and the community. You know, it's hard to tell at the state track meet, and definitely can't tell at the fishing, but at the state softball, you can definitely tell the support from the community, the support the town gives us, and it's a reflection to see. Just look at the parents here tonight, so it's a privilege to be here, and thank y'all for all y'all's support.
Thank you. One other thing, all the seniors raise your hands. Congratulations on that too. So, okay, with that, we'll just move forward with the meeting. If y'all want to stay around for the meeting, you're welcome. If you want to, I'm sure y'all be thrilled to death to stay.
Yeah. Nobody let me stand in front of the door about 30 seconds. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet the parking lot's full. Okay, we'll move on. In your package, you have your regular meeting minutes from April the 8th, 2019. I wasn't aware of any changes. Anybody have any changes? No changes? Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'm going to read the Public Works Department update. For April, we had rainfall, 5 rain events for 9.7 inches, 1 drainage issue on Eileen Street on April 18th. No obstructions were found downstream. That one event, we recorded 4.3 inches. We had several SCADA alarms at the wastewater lift stations due to weather-related issues. We had one power failure and infiltration. We monitored those to make sure that those were all brought down to safe levels. The level at the Venzuel station was reduced by pumping straight into the Tonton. We talked about that. We recorded that with DEQ to make sure we were following all the state laws about our permit. We installed a wet well bypass on the south of both lift station. That helped out a bunch and helped us pinpoint a problem we were having there. We had 0 out of compliance test results at the treatment facility. No personnel incidents for maintenance. Republic will pick up this week. April's wrong on there. That should be May, Blaine. How did that go back? Last time we had to change that, remember? May the 13th will be bulk pickup for Republic. And our extra pickup will be May 31st. So this week is bulk pickup, and May 31st will be our additional town pickup. So just to comment real quick, I was going to comment on my on the public works since we're talking about that. We'll talk about the big rain event that we had this past week. I met with all the public works people this morning and Shane, and we discussed. We brainstormed all the stuff that we did, what we didn't do, what we could do better, what we did great. We came up with some ideas, if you will. And it was just such a large amount of rain at such a short period of time. It's just hard to handle. So everything was full. The parish canal was full. We were out and about, and our guys did a good job doing what they could do. We just couldn't do anything else.
Still banks and some supplies.
Yeah, so I think these next 4 or 5 days should allow a lot of drainage to happen, and hopefully we'll get cleaned out in the next 4 or 5 days. With that, we'll move to road overlay. If you look in your package, we talked about this at a committee meeting. Barrier Construction had a low bid for our road construction project. We agreed to do the 178, which is the total of the first alternate, which will include Hebert Street. We just need you guys to give me the authority to sign a notice of award and Ms. Bourgeois authority to sign the contract once the award is accepted.
So,
we're going to do that on the side if we decide to do striking on it.
We probably need to make a note of putting in future bid package.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I completely forgot about that on that bid package, so.
I move that we authorize the mayor for a bid. Ms. Bourgeois to sign in the mayor's absence.
And we accept the low bid?
And accept the low bid from Barrier Construction Company.
Okay. We add
with the bid plus the first alternate.
Plus the first alternate, yep.
Yep.
So I got a motion by Mr. Andre. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Yeah, any comment from the audience?
Yeah, I have something that I wanted to say about the recent flash floods that we had.
Okay, can we just hold off till we get to the end under remarks of personal privilege?
Absolutely.
You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this motion, you want to put the amount of the bid in motion?
Do we need
to do that?
Let's see, what's
so
the total?
Light on here.
174. Got it in my office.
You have a copy.
151.
150.
Just the bid in the first alternate.
Yeah,
right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's 178, 274.50.
There you go. Yeah, it's the bid in the first alternate under Barrier Construction. So, any comments from the audience on that? We don't need a public hearing, huh? Any comments from the council? All right, so all in favor of approving that low bid with the first alternate, giving me the authority to sign a notice of award and Ms. Bourgeois the authority to sign the contract in my absence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, in your package, we have budget to actual. It looks pretty good. We may still have to make some adjustments. We're getting closer. It's a lot better than what it was last month when we were looking at the adjustments, but we'll have to make some adjustments in our June meeting. So if you have any questions, you can get with us on that. Next, consider agreement with Entergy for the use of their poles for our cameras, our city camera, town cameras. If you look in your package, there's, I guess, sort of a cooperative endeavor time. Is that what it's more or less?
No, it's the telephone pole, I mean, the light poles that these are going to be put on are the property of Entergy. And so Entergy requires a contract be signed, one that they allow to use their poles. So pretty much most of it is let them know that if our use damages their equipment, we're responsible. Mm-hmm. If our use damages our equipment, we're responsible.
Right.
And we assume all the risk of putting them up there.
Basically, it relieves them of any liability. Yeah. Puts it all on us. Right?
But it lets us use the poles, right?
Lets us use the poles.
What this will do too, once you give me authority to sign this, we'll they'll power up the receptacles that are already in place, and then the camera people will come out. So they won't power up the receptacles till they have this agreement signed.
Are we required to have signage up
for the cameras?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but it's in a lawsuit right now in New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a lawsuit in New Orleans that I'm keeping track of. They are not, strictly speaking, traffic cameras, so they are not, strictly speaking, covered by the traffic camera sign requirement.
I think
so. Now, whether anything comes out of the legislature this session, I don't know.
I think monitoring wise too helps us a little bit because we're not going to monitor them 24/7.
Yeah,
it's just going to be used in case something happens now. Yeah,
they'll be
speeding cameras.
They'll be recording 24/7. But right. and if the law enforcement needs to go back and look at something, they can do that.
Signage could be another deterrent.
Yeah. This is under surveillance.
Yeah, so I'll keep track of what happens with the New Orleans lawsuit, and we may very well have to put signage up in the future.
Does anybody know how far back it stores information? In other words, if something happened a week before, would it still be on?
Yeah, I want to say 30 days.
Oh, really?
I think it's 30 days. Yep.
It's got a pretty robust.
Yeah. So, do I have a motion to accept this and give me authority to sign to endorse this limited agreement with Entergy?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council?
I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
Is this list going to be published besides
the cameras? The
yeah,
polls?
Like if a citizen wants them.
Sure. Yeah, that's no problem.
Well,
yeah, it's public record, sure. It's wide open. Yep.
The sketch, just one more comment. The sketch A and B is dated 95. Do you think that's
their sketch.
Right, yeah.
It's a general sketch of, yeah. It's not specific to the town.
That's their polls hadn't changed.
Yeah. It's how they want anybody that uses their polls to.
All right.
You know, I think it's a sample on there too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a motion and a second, and no comments from the audience. Any more comments from the council? All in favor to accept this agreement with Entergy and give me the authority to sign it?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I got a lot of signing to do. Planning and zoning, I don't think we have anything.
Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Budget message is in your package. There's a little message on it, and we had trouble with the sewer budget, so you'll get the sewer budget via email in the next day or so. We'll get that up to you. It's a rough draft, very rough. The numbers in it are pretty close, and I just need you guys' opinion on anything that we may add. If you look at my message, we talk about funding the entire trailhead system over there by the park and the piece of property we bought on the River Road. So that is not in those numbers that you see. So if we put that in there, we'll have to pull out a surplus. So just think about that. We'll discuss it at our next committee meeting in more detail.
Yeah.
And during this next 3 weeks, if y'all have anything y'all want to add or take out.
That go on the special projects?
Yeah, probably we could put it on the special projects. But it would have to come out of surplus. We wouldn't have the money in to balance the budget with it. We'd have to pull it out of surplus. Keep that in mind. Okay, planning and zoning. I don't think we have anything. Recreation? We had a bunch of recreation earlier, right? Personnel committee? I don't think we have anything. Police committee? Governmental affairs. Consider plaque recommendation for 240 St. Mary Street for Lane Morales.
Okay, this house was built by George and Genevieve LeBaire, 1960. They had bought a whole strip of land beginning on East Main Street and including that St. Mary Street subdivision. And they built this brick home where they lived with their six daughters before they built another home next door. It's a brick home, four bedroom, and there was a separate beauty shop. Genevieve had a business, and the home is now owned by Lane Morales. And the historical attachment to this house, Mr. George LeBaire, one of the charter members of the Waterworks District 2, the Gruley Waterworks District. So the Landmark and Heritage Committee recommended that this house receive a plaque entertaining that motion. Make that motion.
Okay, so I got a motion to recommend a plaque for 240 St. Mary Street by Ms. Bourgeois. Another second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider repayment for lost plaque at 1024 West Main Street.
Okay, this is a very old home. It was in the Stern family in the early 1900s. Anatole was during his family lived there. Then Larry and Anita Thibodeau. And so Larry and Anita Thibodeau's granddaughter inherited the house. And at first we thought she was tearing it down. So Shane Saradet went to check on it. And she said, no, she wasn't tearing it down. And she had the plaque. She knew the house had received the plaque. and she would have it installed. So he called Shane Saradet about 2 months ago, and she could not find the plaque. And so this was the first instance we'd have of a town-issued plaque being lost. And the town pays for the plaques. The plaques are the property of the town. So to replace it, the Landmark Commission recommended that she pay the $235 to replace it. And she had volunteered to pay that cost. So to set the precedent, we come into the town council for that. So I'll make the motion that we accept her payment of $235 to reissue the same plaque number 51 for that home.
Okay, got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois. A second?
Sure.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
And the only other thing that came out of Landmark and Heritage Commission is that if and when we want to name the property that we purchase, that we consider naming it St. James Square or St. James Park, because because we did have a square, we had St. James Square, we had an 1854 map that showed that, and when the levee reinforcement project was completed in the 1930s, that whole the square and the four blocks surrounding it were lost to the river. So to commemorate that square, they suggested naming our property. We're not ready to do that yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, next up, name an official journal. We have the West Side Journal. We've always had them as our official journal. I got a letter in the mail to bid for our business, and they have their prices in here, and I'd suggest we name the West Side Journal as our official journal, since it's it, right?
So moved.
So I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to name West Side Journal as our official journal. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience, from the West Side Journal? Anybody? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I don't know of any vetoed ordinances. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we have two. We discussed this at the committee meeting to defer these till our June meeting so we can be more in line with our budget amendments, adjustments. So, Tom, do we have to do them separate to defer? Do we take a motion and a voter to council? Okay. So do I have a motion to defer ordinance number one for adjustments to 2018-19 fiscal year budget?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments? Do we need public hearing on that?
No, we need a roll.
Comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Okay. Roll call, Lane.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. So we'll defer that and we'll take that up in June. Consider ordinance number two of 2019 town sewer budget, town sewer funds budget adjustment for 2018-19. Same thing. We discussed deferring that till next month. So I'm moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
All right, introduction of ordinances. Just a little housekeeping. We have to introduce an ordinance for our town general fund budget for next fiscal year, as well as our ordinance for our sewer budget. So, and town general funds, Ms. Bourgeois, introducing an ordinance for our budget for next year for town general funds. If someone wants to introduce ordinance for sewer budget?
I'll do it.
Mr. Niesler, you'll introduce the ordinance for sewer budget. Resolutions. Consider resolution 2 of 2019, our DEQ self-audit. We gave everyone copies of that audit, and we just need to pass that resolution for our records for when the state comes and does a DEQ audit of our sewer system. It's in your packet, the resolution.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider resolution number 3 of 2019, declare surplus police unit. And we're going to donate this to Out of Melville, there we go, I couldn't remember. So we declared a surplus already, right?
No, you need to...
We need to pass a resolution, we just weren't ready. Gotcha.
Yeah, you need to...
Right.
Resolution will declare it surplus, say that it will be made as is, with no warranties, in a manner that will require no further expenditure by the town of Brule, and approve the donation and signature by you donating it to the town of Melville, St. Landry Parish pursuant to the public safety exception in Louisiana Constitutional Article 7, Section 14, Subpart E.
So do I have a motion to...
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. You want to repeat what he just said?
No.
Just, you're going to make a motion on what Tom said, right?
Well, I just paraphrased the resolution.
All right, do we have a motion?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comment from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Melville gets some police units. Next up, resolution number 4 of 2019, to discontinue collection of the ad valorem taxes for the year 2019, incorporate limits of the town of Brule. We haven't collected this tax in I don't know how long. Do you have any idea?
15.
They haven't collected it the whole time I've been here.
I don't remember we ever collected it, but...
We collected it once and had to give somebody a check, but one kid.
Yeah,
that's when we stopped.
So anyway, we never collect this tax, so I'd suggest that we discontinue another year, just don't collect this tax. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Cost of collection would probably...
Yeah. All right, consider resolution number 5 of 2019, appointment of auditor for 2018-19 fiscal year. Did we get a copy of the letter in the packet? I have it in my office. I can go grab it if y'all want to see it.
Yeah.
You have a copy of
number 5?
Okay, yeah. There you go. Well, I have her bid, her letter.
She came by her letter.
Yeah, she brought it late today. So it's $12,000 for the audit. And it's $5,000 for the, she calls them AUPs, agreed upon procedures. So same price as last year, $17,000. She didn't go up on us at all. I don't know about you guys, but we dealt with them on a daily basis when they were doing our audit, and we were very pleased with them. So I'd recommend that we appoint them Baxley & Associates again for our auditor.
I move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle.
Second
by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. And I will endorse that letter today. So we'll have that signed up and ready to go. Police Department?
Keep going.
Good evening.
Tom.
Last month we had 4 alarm calls, 9 warrant arrests, 1 call for an animal at large, 4 civil complaints, 8 miscellaneous complaints, 4 disturbances. We assisted other agencies 5 times. We had 44 vehicles impounded for no insurance, 7 crash reports, 2 violations of protective orders, 3 battery calls, 3 vehicle unlocks, 4 traffic complaints, 1 fire, 2 drug-related arrests, 2 thefts, 1 remain after forbidden, 2 medical calls, 1 trespass, and a criminal mischief, for a total of 108 total complaints, 233 total citations, and 334 total violations. Thank you.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Is that 44 non-insurance, is that up?
It's up slightly, generally mid-30s maybe. We just had a little bit busier month.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. On the mayor's report, I'll comment briefly here. I talked about our debriefing meeting we had this morning with all the public works people, and we'll probably get in and out under remarks of personal privilege, I'm sure. House Bill 578 comes up for vote Wednesday with the House of Representatives. I'd suggest that you all contact your representatives and legislators to see if we can get that passed. That's to fund the 415 connector And I read today that that's coming up for vote on Wednesday. So anything you can do for that can help us out. We discussed animal control, Rusty, the other day. I talked to Jason today, and Fish, I'm sure you probably have a few things you may want to say about it. We did have one animal control issue that happened Friday last week. And animal control was closed, which I was like, oh, here we go. But they followed the rules. They dialed 911. 911 dispatched animal control. They picked up the two dogs, and they brought them to the pound. So just when I talked to Jason about that today, it worked out just like it was supposed to. When she first called me and told me it was closed, I was like, here we are getting an increase on the pound, and they're not doing their job. But they did a good job on that piece. Jason told me that he went out and checked it, and he said it's the best it's been in years. So to answer your question, the funding is higher, and we're going to have to budget more for it. But from what I talked to Jason, is that it's made the corner and it's getting better. So the rule is, when they're closed, to dial 911, and then they will dispatch animal control to come get out. So that's just a brief update, what I talked to Jason. You know, we can discuss it more later. Fish, if you want to add, if I missed anything, if you talked to anybody about animal control.
Well, after the comments for last week, I contacted Pee-wee first, and then I contacted Jason Manola and then Philip Burgoyne, because Philip's the one that does the money part of it. And Pee-wee called me back and told me that they had actually had two different meetings with the three mayors explaining to them how the costs were going to go up. So I didn't have any of that information disseminated to us as a council member, but they tonight they were supposed to come. Jason,
I talked to Jason.
Philip, George Bragg, and whoever the new person is that they hired. But I guess with all the other state championship stuff, they decided to not come tonight. So they're glad to come anytime they want. They want you to tour the new facility that they have. They're very proud of that, and it's in the works right now, so it's not finished yet. But and one thing I did not know is that George Bragg, who's the head of that department, his salary is not charged to animal control. His salary is 100% charged to mosquito abatement, so you're not even being charged for that one. So that increase in cost is not anything to do with him. So I would have still liked to have seen those numbers on what was being allocated, but Pee-wee told me they were given to all three mayors. So
sure did.
Yep. So I think it's a good question. I just didn't have enough information to fight with.
And Jason did, like Jason told me this afternoon, that anybody that wants to go look and see the operation, just to get an idea of how it works, and feel he'll go out there with anybody anytime. Yes, sir.
What's if these animals come to your yard, like the pit bulls and stuff, you have a right to protect yourself, shoot them, do whatever?
Ooh, I can't answer that question. I'd recommend you call animal control or the police department, but I mean, I guess, you know.
You always have a right to protect yourself.
I don't know.
Always.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kershaw. Okay, and last on Mayor's report, I will be out of town for 2 weeks. I will have limited access to texting and email, but I should be able to get contacted with pretty easy, at least once a day. So I'll check my emails, and also please, any budget information or anything crucial that's going on, rain events, keep me in the loop and send me those emails.
What day will be the first day?
I will be out of town Saturday. And I'll come back on June the 2nd. It'll be a Sunday, and I'll be back on for the meeting on that Monday. But I'll be in touch with Blaine via email and text. Okay, remarks of personal privilege.
I was watching TV about the Saints of Paris. How you people bringing the dirty, and they get higher and higher. Does Brule have any type of ordinance on that? Like back to Love Sickland, that's 1,800 acres of land. I know they're going to build up.
You talking about for development? Or you?
Yeah, development. Yeah. Is there anything on the books of that? Is anybody looking at that?
Tom, I don't know of any ordinance we have. I mean, we have drainage impact surveys that we do on all new development, but we don't. I don't know of any specific about bringing in dirt.
We have
to build
no impact on anything. Outside. I've talked to the parish.
Yeah, outside the parish is a different story too.
You talk about Sinclair building north of town. That's in the parish.
Yeah, because we stopped right, Tonton right there, so.
That'll be part of a drainage impact.
Yeah, there'll be a drainage impact that they do, but we don't have any ordinance about, yeah, now, we do have ordinances for drainage impact for development in town, but not anything like that.
I think there's a minimum elevation of 1 foot above the crown of the road that you have to build residential structures for. The main living elevation has to be 1 foot above the crown of the road it faces.
Yep. Okay, anybody else? Yes, ma'am? You want to come on up and talk in the mic?
Hey, tell us, you know, name and where y'all live, too, that way we...
I have it all written out. So my name's Jennifer Lamanna. This is my husband, Morris. I'm not really good with public speaking, so I wrote it out. So we're here today to address the recent flooding that we had in our home located at 2405 Eileen Street due to the recent flash flooding. On multiple occasions, water has come extremely close to coming in. In fact, on several occasions, water has come only inches from our door. This is the second time in the last several years that water has actually made its way into our home. We're asking today what can be done to help this situation. We don't know whether we expand the current drainage or add additional new drainage. This has been an ongoing problem for many residents of Eileen Street, as noted in today's agenda from the minutes of the last meeting in which residents living at 1915 Eileen Street seemed concerned about. This seems to have no end in sight. I also see in your agenda today that you notate that there was lots of rain with no major issues. This is misstated. It may not have been widespread, but for me and mine, it was definitely a major event. We are asking today that you consider our plea and are open to any suggestions and plans of actions that you may have. Thank you.
I'll go first.
That was well said.
I'll go first. We, as you saw, we were out there. Part of our process, when we know a big event's coming, we'll go and clean all the ditches that we know where we have problems. We'll make sure there's no blockages, make sure all the limbs are out of the ditches. Once the rain event happens, we try to get out and clean catch basins and culverts as best we can. In your situation, that house is flooded, and years ago, they put in that catch basin that goes across all the way to the Tonton to try to prevent that water that was flooding that house all the time to get it out. So that was years ago that they did that. As you know, when we got there, the water was coming back from the Tonton into that area, had nowhere to go.
It was swirling in there, and I asked the guys who were out there working to clean, and they said they couldn't clean it because the water had nowhere to go.
That's what I'm getting at. The Tonton was full.
Within 15 minutes, everybody's water, about seven houses up or two houses past me, drained, and there was no more water.
So those are the things that we do. And we get out and try to do all we can do. We know we have a problem. We actually put the sewer jetter in the ditches on the house a little bit further up to try to clean those ditches out to get that water out, to get it to that corner where it could go across and go into Tonton. It had nowhere to go. The issue you bring up about, that was April's rainfall that we were talking about. So it wasn't the event that happened just the other day. It was back in April. We just report those things every month. We report how much rain we get. We just read it into the record, so it didn't have anything to do with this recent rain event.
Okay.
That'll be on next month's meeting.
That's fine.
So those are the things we do. We had brainstorming this morning. We have about five hot spots that showed up. One of them is there, of course. And, you know, we threw everything on the table this morning just trying to figure out what we could do to make it better. There's a couple things that we discussed. We discussed cutting across the street on Eileen, right there by where you guys are, a little bit further up. We discussed cutting across further down. We discussed digging our right-of-ways to try to make reservoirs to hold water, possibly. We discussed all that this morning. We're going to get with the engineer and see if there's anything that he can suggest that we do. We know the elevations. We know which way the water runs. There's a culvert on the back of you guys' house. There's a ditch that runs back there that goes all the way down toward Mr. Bizet. There's a culvert down there. We're going to look at maybe expanding the size or putting a separate culvert. I don't know if that would help or not. All that property in the back from Mr. Bizet comes your guys' way. Right. And if you notice that day...
Yeah, even the ones in the back, none of them drain except for that one that cuts across. Yeah. That's the only one.
Right, and so that day, if you notice, because the water was going over the street. I've never seen that. I've been here my whole life. I've never seen water go over Eileen Street right there. It's always piled up, but I've never seen it cross over like it did. So it had nowhere to go. Just don't know, I don't know the answer, other than we're going to keep trying to figure it out. And like I said, we had five hot spots. That only house I know that got water was that one, but there were some that were very, very close. This was probably the biggest rain event that I've seen since I've been here.
Biggest I've seen in 39 years.
And I don't know, it wasn't a lot of inches. It was all short period of time, and it just overwhelmed the whole system.
Since I've been here.
That was the first time that water, you got here before?
No.
Right. It came in there before, probably about 2 years ago.
And then the previous owners, I think, as well.
It had flooded prior.
Right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the whole reason that whole thing is there.
Right.
Right by that house is because that house flooded a lot. And they, and we put that, I wasn't here, but they put that drainage to go all the way to the back. And if that water would have had somewhere to go, it would have gone out. It just didn't have anywhere to go.
What relief did you have? You said you cleaned it out?
The drain. And once I cleaned the drain, all the water left. The ditch doesn't flow, but the one that cuts across, they have one drain probably 2 foot by 2 foot, and that's where all the water goes from.
So is that something that we looked at prior to the event and cleaned, and it basically with the debris being carried in, it
well,
filled again?
I don't want to get in agreement disagreement, but I was there, and I checked both of those, and they were both clean while I was there. I didn't lift them and take them out, but the one across the street on the north side of the street, the water was just swirling. I actually took leaves and dropped them in there, and they flowed back toward their house. So the water was not going anywhere. So I don't care what drain you pulled that day when I was there. Now, maybe you did it 20 minutes later and it made a difference. When I was there, if I'd have pulled the drain and jumped in, it would have pushed me back to his house. It was not going toward the Tonton.
Can you put a valve in, if you had a drainage tank, can you put a valve in there?
That's a possibility. Roy mentioned that on some of the cut-throughs that we did, to try to put that there. I don't know if that would work. You have to put some engineering on and see if it could work. That's a possibility.
So what are we looking at as far as having engineers to come out and see? I mean, is that a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. Tonight we made a proposed budget, and we increased drainage from 40,000 to 90,000, or 80 something was the number, about 85, to get what we need done to try to prevent that from happening again. So that number could go up, and that number could go down.
So how do we stay on top of this to make sure that...
Oh, I promise you I'm on top of it. I know you probably don't believe me, but because you got water in your house.
I just want to make sure that this is a priority, because
absolutely,
we are both taxpaying citizens, lifelong residents of Burley, and just because it didn't affect the entire neighborhood doesn't mean that our losses are any less.
No, I agree 100%. And
I know that there's been work, and I'm not claiming to know what it was, what it was for, how it was done, how it was proposed, but I know for a fact that there's been work done on Eileen with culverts being replaced, driveways being replaced, all at the town's expense.
Yeah, that was so, done to alleviate a problem further up Eileen.
Is it kind of the same issue that we're having with
absolutely,
drainage?
Absolutely.
So
that's where
I guess
it started.
That's my question is, how do we get done what they had done?
Well, all we did there was change the size of the culverts out. What you had a larger culvert going to a smaller culvert, and it constricted right there. So we changed the culverts out to make them all the same size. Some of the culverts wanted the driveways, so we fixed the driveways when we put the culverts back.
We have a culvert map of every street.
So we just...
And they stage them, and engineering designs it as to how big the culvert got to be at and where. And there were some undersized culverts on some driveways.
Yep.
So how do we know if ours are up to size or not?
Well, we ran that before we did it, and we checked all the way down Eileen, and they get bigger as they go down.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what you have. I can't quote you on what you have there. But the size of the culverts are the right size now, and they weren't before. So you had a larger culvert further up Eileen, and it was constricted down to a smaller culvert, and then it got back to a bigger culvert. Well, that constriction was blocking up further up Eileen. Your case, your water goes and hits right there in your street and turns right and goes back toward the Tonton right in front of your house. That was designed because the water was coming back and backing up. We could possibly put the little baffle in that might help I don't know if you'll have enough pressure to run that water to open that valve up to run that way. When you close it, all your water on this side is just going to creep up until that opens up where it can go out. So it's kind of a double-edged sword either way. But we are looking into it. And
Shane, go put a tape measure, measure it, call it, just a double check.
Yep. Yeah, how do we find out what size we're supposed to have?
Yeah, I can get that for you. I don't have it on top of my head, but I want to, this is just off the top of my head, I want to say we changed them to 18, but it may get bigger by your house. I'm not sure.
But I just double check them out.
Yeah, we'll double check.
Work with our engineer.
And,
come up with it.
Yeah, we can get back to you on that.
Right.
After the meeting, if you don't mind, give me a number. We'll make sure and get back to you on it. What I'll do too is that we'll keep you, if you want emails, we'll keep you in the loop on what we're trying to do to try to make it to where it works and decisions we've made, and you'll see some action.
With the engineer.
Oh yeah, the engineer is going to have to be involved with it.
Right. So when can we expect to possibly?
Well, we started this morning, so we'll gradually work on it this week. That's definitely a priority of Shane and getting with Roy Waggis back, our engineer, to try to figure out what we can do.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bob.
A couple of years ago, when Joy and I, Bill Carroll, we rode it on Dunn Town, it was full of trees. It went in, blocked the water back. And they laid on the parish committee, cleaned it out, but then it went. It moved. But all the back in the middle, I mean, they had trees, they
Yeah. Shane rides that periodically, and when he finds something, I know we've been fighting beavers back there. They've been putting dams up on Mark Tossan's piece of property, or about even. And I know he rides back there and cleans it out. And that could see, the parish canal determines what happens at your house, believe it or not, as well as the tide. And I don't want to get in that big old story, but it all backs all the way up. So if the Tonton's backed up, you're going to be backed up. I'm going to be backed up. We're all going to be backed up. But once we get that flowing, and we monitor that because it drains the whole entire town. We monitor it constantly. So I don't think there's any trees down. That's not to say one didn't fall during the storm, because we had one fall on North LeBeau during the storm and wiped out power.
Yeah.
So
we know. We were without power, too.
Yeah. So it was a perfect storm with the river being high. I'm not making excuses, but there's nothing we can do on it. But we are looking at it. We met this morning with the hot spots. I only know of one house that got water. I'd love to know if we had any other ones. I know we had some close.
I was a nanosecond from getting flooded.
Yeah. You got flooded before?
I bought my little house. Mm-hmm. It was 45 years there with nothing. One iota of problems. 2 months later, I had 2 inches of water in it. The front ditch, comes from Rita Babin, goes to First Street, takes a 90, really backed up into me. Behind me, the graveyard, which was going forward to that same front ditch, backed up. I had 2 inches of it. I know there was lack of thing with ditches, blah, 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 city parish, okay. All that was supposed to be rectified. They covered the little ditch from the graveyard that went forward, and supposedly it now goes to St. Francis Street, the other direction, into the, right there by Babs, okay, behind Babs's house is another canal as big as the one I have in front of. The graveyard is supposed to go that way instead of to me. So, 3 nights ago, the water is at my door, all three of my doors. The front is full. The graveyard is in my backyard, as well as Brian Falcon is going to build next door. All of his from the graveyard forward to where my house is was underwater as well. Now he's getting ready to build, and he has to build up to put his house. That's it for me. I'm already front and back, and he's going to drain into me as well. I'm out of here. Guys, this is my home. This is my family, my church. I want to leave here, but I can't take another flood. Emotionally, I'm 6 months from trying to retire. I can't go for another flood on a little house.
What?
Now, this is all supposed to have been cleaned up where it does not come toward me. But that, the pictures I took and sent to Shane,
I saw them,
are exactly what I had 10 years ago when I bought the house. 2 months after I bought it.
Now, the year that flooded, was that the same year that Lindale flooded?
There were 94 of them flooding.
Yeah, the ones that flooded in Lindale and then they cut across?
Yes, I'm with the 94.
So, I'm a little confused because I'm going to have to come out and look. The ditch goes, drains through the graveyard away from you? It doesn't drain back toward the front?
It's supposed to drain now, since that last flood. It's supposed to drain to St. Francis. But it did, all it did was pool and run into my yard and Brian's yard as well.
But we'll have to look at the ditch. It's unusual that it's draining that way because all of the whole town drains this way.
Yeah. I know, but they diverted it for whatever. The other thing is, in my flood, what runs along Bourgeois takes that 90 at First Street. But along Bress's property, okay, there is also supposedly a smaller diversion that goes to the front, to the service road. Now they have that new little development, new little retail place, and they have a big hole there. But when I went to Bress's property, look, he's got bamboo all along that fence. There's nothing running there, and there's no grade to it.
Okay.
So not only does all that water from Rita's, all of that comes to my house, then has to take that 90, and what little diversion it can do and trickle a little bit toward the highway, that's clogged up too.
Okay. I'll get Shane to take a look at that ditch, the one you're talking about with the bamboo and all that on it. We can clean that out. We can dig that out if we have to. I'm just, we'll see if we can get that cleaned out. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for that because I haven't looked at it. But that one in the graveyard bothers me a little bit. That's kind of weird. I'm going to have to look in and see why they tried to trench it back the other way because the natural fall comes this way to get it in the big ditch in the front and get it out that way.
Well, I don't know. I know they changed all that after that flood. And supposedly it was supposed to run the other way, but it doesn't run.
We'll definitely look at cleaning that big ditch out. I haven't looked at it. I know our guys cut it, and they maintain it. So
the graveyard, the whole line down the graveyard needs to be deeper.
Yeah,
we need to check and see if there's a servitude where the bamboo is.
Yeah, well, I don't know
if the front.
Yeah, we'll check and see. I'll check on that first thing in the morning, and if you see some action out there, that'll be us, I'm sure.
So to get back to this, you know, call the culverts, check their culverts. Can we do anything till we get engineers out there?
Well, that would be an engineer question. I'd like to run by Roy. I'm going to talk to Roy tomorrow. We'll try to get some stuff going. I got to talk to him about our road overlay project. So,
my question is, 25 years that old house has been there with nothing. And then so what changed? All of a sudden, it all pools in my yard.
I don't know the answer. I've been trying to brainstorm that all day. All I can tell you is it had nowhere to go. And because how long did it take for it to drain off? Do you know? After it quit raining, how long did it take for it to go away? Because the majority of the town, other than a few spots, runs out pretty quick within an hour and gets down to a manageable level. It did. So you may have some blockage that we don't know about. I don't know of any, but we'll definitely start digging and look into it and see if we can find out.
Everything drained a little
slow. We have your email. So as we get more and more into it and find out what we're doing, I'll definitely keep you. And then if you have that issue again, give us a call. And then we got sandbags and all that stuff. I don't want to do that ever again, ever. But if it makes
my giddy, yeah, I was heading out the door.
I hear you. Well, I hate to hear that for anybody, but we'll definitely start looking at it this week and see what we can get done.
Still have places to get sandbags?
Yes, sir. Right in the back.
I got a bunch myself. I voted in the military auctions.
Yeah.
I bought something for myself.
They have a little shed in the back behind Arts and... It's not Arts and Crafts. What's it called?
Spirit Center.
They have them back there, and they have shovels, bags, and sand right there. As a matter of fact, we loaded a good 30 or 40 this weekend, so...
I have one more request.
Yes.
So until we kind of get this engineering thing figured out, is there any way that y'all can kind of keep an eye, since y'all know that that's a hot spot?
Absolutely. There's no
drains are clear.
There's no doubt. We will.
Y'all know bad weather's coming.
Yeah, we harped on Eileen pretty hard prior to this event with our sewer jetter down there cleaning out those earlier culverts. I don't know if it helped, but we'll definitely keep an eye on it and do what we can. I mean, we'll do whatever we can to try to help you guys out.
Because literally, I mean, it was like from the time it took me to get from Highland to get home, which was couldn't have been more than 20 minutes, that quick. I mean, it was.
It went up.
It was. There was nothing we could do.
It reached a point where there was nowhere for it to go, and
you know, had him check one, and he's like, "No, you're fine." And then all of a sudden, literally, 20 minutes later, he
called me and says, "You're in the bathroom."
We were already flooded by the time we got home.
Yep.
From work, and I mean, we're at work. There's, you know, we can't leave in the middle of the work day to.
I don't have a time frame for you, but I can tell you we're gonna make an honest effort to try to solve your problem back there. The town has tried to solve that problem, and I thought we had it solved with that cut through, but it just didn't work. With that amount of rain.
But the drain clean, it flows. Believe it or not. I asked the drainage guys to clean it. They said there ain't no point in cleaning because the water had nowhere to go. But as soon as I cleaned it, the water left.
Yeah.
Which we do have video. I mean.
I'm not doubting you. I know you had the issue. But I mean, I just had nowhere to go. It just had nowhere to go. That's all I can tell you. But I'll tell you this. We will make a valiant effort to get it taken care of and see what we can do. And we will keep you abreast. I have your emails here, and we'll keep you abreast on what's going on, both of you.
Thank
and a couple other spots, too. We got a couple other spots that we're going to hit. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thanks for coming.
Anybody else?
Chief LaFoe and Assistant Chief Southland and I attended Bridging the Gap Community Forum on April 30th.
Yep. That went all right?
Yeah.
Good. Anybody else? All right. No announcements I'm aware of. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Andre. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Who's this for?
This is their email.
No, but I mean, can I have this?
Yeah, that was just an empty pack
here. I will keep this and then.